Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings and praise the Lord. Hello, everybody. It has been a while. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long while. I'm so excited to be with you all today. I am excited to be here. We got so much catching up to do, so much talking about to do. So let's just jump in and do that. This is Dr. Latricia Roberts. You are on Breaking Forth or listening to Breaking Forth with Dr. Latricia Roberts. I think the last time I did the show, it's been a while. So let's just jump into this thing and let's get talking, because we have a lot that's going on in the world, and I just want to jump back in and get my feet wet, because it's been a while. I haven't been on the air in a while, and I wanted to relaunch and get back on and to say, hey, everybody, I'm coming back. Let's talk about some things. But tonight, I'm just excited to be with you. And so let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace and your kindness. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be on this morning, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done, every door that you opened, Lord. We thank you for everything. We're going to repent, Lord, and ask that you forgive us and that you help us, Lord. Help us to be mature in those areas where we're immature and weak. Lord, touch us right now. Touch our mindset. Help us to know, Lord, no, regardless of what's going on, you still love us and you're protecting us. And so, Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness and your grace and your kindness. We thank you for your arms of protection. Now, we pray for this entire world, and we come against the spirit of this coronavirus now. We cast it down and destroy it, and I pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Well, we thank you, Jesus, because he's good to us. Regardless of what it looks like, he's still good. Am I right? And so on this morning, I just want to, say, hey, I'm back. And say we're going to do some talking. I want to get in not just in your ear, but in your mind and in your conscience, so we can start thinking things through and get in your spirit, so you'll start allowing the Lord to come in and penetrate your heart and your mind. Because right now is not the time to let go of his hand. And so tonight or this morning, I want to talk to you very briefly about about staying focused during tough times. What did I say? Staying focused during tough times. Earlier I mentioned in my opening about no matter what's going on, God is good. And if I didn't, I meant to say God is good. And no matter what it looks like or what's going on your worst day, God is good. Can I tell you that? And so we know that, but sometimes we have to be reminded of how good God is. And so I just want to talk to you from that vantage point of staying focused during tough times. Huh? My old pastor used to say this, bless his heart. He used to say, don't let changing times change your mind. And I know with everything going on, we got to be quarantined and stay in the house, and we can't do a whole lot of things. Watch this, and we can't get to the church. Come on now. You still have to stay focused. Churches are not online. And I had to remind somebody the other day, everybody's not on social media. Come on now. Just because, a vast majority has computers, and that vast majority, some of that might be on social media. Everybody's not on social media. So we still got to touch people by phone, by text, by email, huh? You can call somebody quick, and you can Skype them, you can Zoom them, however you get the message to them. But everybody's not on social media, and I don't want us to get stuck in that realm where we think everybody's on social media, because they're not. But we got to touch people. We got to touch them and let them know God is still in control. Huh? No matter what the devil is trying, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there. This, as we know, is from the enemy. Huh? And I'm getting off my nose, but I want to say this to you, because I think sometimes we're looking at the coronavirus in a different way, or he gave me a different way to look at it. Let me say it like that. He took me back old school when I started inquiring the Lord, what is this about? What is the enemy doing? And he reminded me when you first get in sanctification 101 or Christianity 101, when you first got saved, the mothers will tell us, baby, come to church. Because the Bible does say your inheritance are among them that are sanctified. Inheritance is not just dealing with money. Watch this. Your inheritance of power. Your inheritance of understanding. Come on, y'all see where I'm going. And so the Lord, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why is this going on? And he simply took me back to the basics. He said, what does the enemy do when he comes after somebody? He immediately separates them from the church. Hmm? I can't get to the house of God. When you started, and if you think about it, and if you're honest with yourself, when you started backsliding, you stopped going to church as much. Come on now. Been there, done it. We've all been there. Come on, am I telling the truth? So look at it on a grander scale. None of us can get to the house. It takes 21 days to start a habit. You're going to get comfortable staying in the house and not going to church on Sunday. Come on now. Come on. This thing has so many branches to it, what this coronavirus is doing, but we got to be mindful. That's why I'm saying you stay focused. Keep trusting him. Huh? God hasn't changed, nor has he forgotten about us. And while I'm here, let me digress, because we pray for those families that have lost loved ones, that during this time they can't even have funerals. They have to have virtual funerals. Come on now. Please, somebody hear what I'm saying. Because we are not really, we're watching more news than we're asking God what you're doing. Come on now. We're not inquiring of God. Because the Bible says, if my people, come on now, we praying. Are you praying with any power and understanding? Because sometimes the Bible says we can pray amiss, y'all. They don't say nothing. Or we praying with no power, huh? And our prayers are just bouncing off the wall. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Y'all ain't going to like me this morning. Huh? Your prayer's not going any further than your ceiling in the room that you're in. Come on now. So where's our power? Because the Bible says, if my people, which are called, will humble themselves. We done got so arrogant, and I'm talking within the church. Y'all ain't saying nothing, huh? Come on now. You got 14 armor brothers, and you just got saved last week. Come on now. Ministry now is about being popular versus being saved and sold out. Eek! Jesus, come on. And so I want to talk to you just to let you know, stay focused. Even in the house, you still got to pray. You still got to fast. You still got to read your word. Come on, who am I talking to? Just because you're in the house don't mean you don't need to do all of these things. Feed that spirit, man, just as much as you feed your flesh or your natural body, because I don't want to say feed your flesh, but feed your natural body. Hmm? Then Paul said, my tears have become my meat. Yeah, because he was crying so much and praying so much. Come on now. We get excited over what the news is saying. And let me say this, because I don't want to come off as if I'm saying don't be concerned and don't pray about what's going on with the coronavirus. I need you to do that. I need you to hear me well. Pray about it. Cover yourself in the blood. Cover your family. Cover your children. Cover everybody. Come on now. When you pray, let's because I need to digress. When you pray, let's not be selfish in our prayers. But learn how to cover each other in prayer and cover each other in the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus, because this is the only thing that's going to work now. Plead the blood of Jesus. Come on now. But when you go outside, still be mindful and have your gloves on and have your mask on. Because contrary to what you're saying, folks are still dying. And no, it's not just for black people. Other people are dying too. But when I got the statistics, the numbers week before last, it blew me away that the black population is one of the hardest hit populations. And then I go outside when I have to go to the store, and I see people with no gloves on. They walking around like ain't nothing wrong. They touching on everything. I'm like, people, really? 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 I'm not telling you to be paranoid, but I am telling you to be careful. Does that make any sense? So let's talk about this. Staying focused during tough times. These are not normal times. The enemy's moving in a whole different way. And I don't care what anybody say, I inquired and I asked the Lord. And just in case you forgot, I am a prophet of the Lord, not one of these made-up prophets. Watch this, I've been to school for the prophetic. Come on now. I'm learned in that area. You understand what I'm saying? So when I asked God, he said this was man-made. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And I know they're saying, oh, it's not, it came from birds, they'll tell you anything. And be careful when somebody always hollering that the news is fake, because that what he does is make you think even when he's telling the truth, it's fake. Come on now. They're doing some underhanded stuff. And so what we're seeing, some of these deaths are casualties of what they've done. Come on now. I can't tell you anything else other than what the Lord told me. Hello, somebody. But let's go back. Because we have to stay focused even during these times. The only thing that's going to get us through is not the government. Come on. But it's God. The government, but it's God. What did I say? The Holy Ghost. It's not the government, but it's God. You cannot let go of what you know that has helped you through your whole life. Yeah, Jesus. Come on now. He's never left us nor forsaken. That's his word. So how now are you going to start putting your trust more in the government versus God? We cannot change. We cannot change it now. We got to stick with what we know and what works. And that's nothing but the word of God. Am I making any sense? Huh? So staying focused. Let's look at staying. Staying means to spend time in a place. To continue to be in a specified place, or to hold back, to detain, the act of stopping or being stopped. So what am I saying? Stop tripping off everything else and stay focused. I'm staying in that place. I'm staying in God's presence. I'm staying in his word. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm not letting go of his word. Because whenever the government gets through doing whatever they're doing, they still need God. Come on now. Come on. We can't make it without him. So now is not the time to let go. Now is not the time to think, well, you know what? Salvation. No. That's the enemy implanting thoughts in your mind. The more you watch the news, it bombards your mind and your spirit. Am I talking to anybody? Am I making any sense? Stay focused on what God says, on what his word says. We're staying focused in prayer. We're staying focused in our word. We're staying focused in our praise, even though we're in the house. Huh? Because the house within itself represents a certain level of safety. Come on now. And they were all in the house on one accord. Y'all know where I'm going. Come on now, in the upper room. They were in the house. The house represents covering. It represents safety. The house. But we're staying focused. Focused on his word and not so much what the government said they're doing. Whether they're trying or they're not trying. Whether they're lying or they're not lying, our hope lies in God. It said, hope thou in God. Yeah. We can't hope in man. Man will fail you every time. The only true and solid thing we have is the word of God. We cannot change it. He's always good there for you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but now is not the time to let go. Stay concentrated on him. Yeah. I'm focusing my attention on Jesus. Yeah. I know I'm working from home, and for those that have lost their jobs, that are struggling financially, I pray now that God opens a door. That he not opens a door, but he opens the window. You ain't saying nothing. If he not open up the window of heaven, come on. But we can't let go of his hand. We can't forget from whence he's brought us from. We can't forget everything that he's done for us. We have to stay focused and concentrated on him. Because this is the time he wants to shift your mindset and make you think this God thing don't work. If God was so good or if God was so bad, how can he let this happen to us? Watch this. God didn't do this. Come on now. God didn't do this. And depending on how far you want, he had to allow it, but he wanted us to stay focused on him. Safety's in the arm of God. Safety's in his word. Safety is being covered under the blood. You remember the passage? The passage. Come on now. So in the text, when they told him, if you put the blood over the doorpost, he said, the death angel, come on now. You know what I meant. I'm just, the death angel will pass by. Have you applied the blood to your doorpost? Those that are focused on God, that are not forgetting him and all his benefits, that are trusting him, that's a good word, that's trusting him, are staying focused on him and that we've applied the blood to the doorpost. Anoint yourself. Don't just get up and go through the day and you don't even talk to God. Come on now, we need him like never before. We need him like never before. Folks are dying. Whether it be coronavirus or anything, folks are dying. They don't know the love of God. And the enemy is implanting fear. Jesus. Fear over the airways. Fear on the commercials. Fear on the news. Fear on however you get your news. But you're looking on your phone, your smart device, or however you get your news. Whether you're watching CNN, on the TV, or however you get your news. If you're still someone older to read the newspaper, however you get your news. Fear. Evidence appearing real. He wants you fearful and afraid, because people that are afraid will make snap decisions, that will harm them in the end. I'm restraining to go any further. That's another definition of saying. I'm restraining myself, to go any further outside the bounds, outside the lines of Christian salvation. Come on. Lord, I'm not going to let go of your hand. To whom shall I go, Lord? Only you have the power of life and death. Hello, somebody. Apply the blood to the doorpost. What do you mean apply the blood? Because they did it physically, but I'm saying to you that the prayer should be going up, You take some bless all and go anoint your doorpost of your house. Anoint your if your spouse have to leave the house, or if you still have one of those jobs that are that you have to go to work, anoint your head with oil. Stay covered. Get you some gloves, get you a mask, but anoint your head with oil. Put on the whole armor of God. Y'all know where I'm at. Ephesians. Put on the whole armor. Stop going out the house half-dressed spiritually. Staying focused means I'm putting on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6. Come on now. Then he says, finally, brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We cannot beat this coronavirus without Christ. Am I making any sense? You got to put on the whole armor. You got to trust him the way you used to. And if you wearing the mask and gloves, it doesn't mean you have faith. That is not what that means. And I've heard the debate that is not what that means. Because some people have not had it on and said they had faith and they've passed. Come on now. Come on, we got to have some common sense too. If it's by touch, or the contamination is by touch, then what? We should put the gloves on. Sort of rambling, but I'm getting excited because we're talking about staying focused. Now is not the time to become lazy and push God to the side. I'm at home and I can just, turn over and watch the sermon and the service. There's still nothing like being in the house of God, and until your pastor releases everybody to come back, then, we still have to get it how we can, but that still doesn't stop. You don't have to only praise him on that Sunday. Praise him during the week. Praise him while you're at. Praise him when you're laying in the bed, when you wake up in the morning. Open your mouth and just don't let go. Because what the enemy's doing now is sending distractions from the left and right, and he shifted his tactics coming after the body of Christ, coming after the people of this earth, period. He shifted his tactics. Please open your eyes, people. Pay attention to what I'm saying. For the Bible says we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against, come on now, principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Come on now. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take, come on now, unto you the whole armor of God. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. That's good. Stand and stay focused. Come on. Because you remember they used to tell us you're in the army of the Lord. Huh? And when you're on, you can't break rank. You can't come out of your soldier career. You can't come out of that mindset. You have to watch as well as pray. Come on now. Take unto you the whole armor of God. If you forgot what the armor is, go back and read Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Having your loins girded about with truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, and he's telling you, don't forget to take your shield of faith, huh? The helmet of salvation. Keep your mind intact. Come on now. The government can't. Jesus fixes this. But our people got to pray. Our people got to fast. Our people got to lay on their face. It doesn't matter that you're not in the physical building, although we know the word does says, forsake not the assembling of thyself. We understand that. But at this present juncture, we have to fight this thing spiritual because it is spiritual. I heard the testimony of one pastor who, not from somebody else, but literally was on a conference call as he gave his testimony about how he made it through the virus. And after listening to him and hearing other people that has dealt with it, they talked about the fever and how it was messing with their mind. Come on now. Bible tells us to think on these things, huh? If you just can't think of nothing right, but think on these things whatsoever, huh? But this is not the time to be playing with the enemy, because he shifted his tactics, and we need to make sure that we're fully covered, paying attention, because there's a lot of distractions going on from the news, from the it's a lot of distractions going on. But those that are spiritual, come on now. Come on now. Those that are spiritual, that have discernment, they can see and hear in the spirit realm. Come on. Now is not the time to play church. Get on your church social media, or if they're streaming it, however you get in the word, get it. But I'm saying get more of it and hold it and keep it and meditate on it. And pray before you go out that door. And take you some sanitizer, too. Come on now. We're not crazy. Sanitizer, gloves, whatever you need to do. I'm excited to be back with you all. And that was just a little admonishment to stay focused, because it's not the time to change and walk away from God now. And that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. The government's going to try to make it look like they did this oh so wonderful thing. No, 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 no. No. No, no. Mm-mm. We need to pay attention. Please, people, pay attention. You're watching the news, pay attention. Please pay attention. Pay attention. Because it's hitting our black communities harder because we're not taking it as serious as we should be. It won't kill you to put some gloves on, and God forbid, these people who apparently have no home training, they have no manners. When you cough and sneeze, cover your mouth. What is going on? Y'all know I'm just cutting glass sometimes because this is amazing. If this is how we're spreading, why are you sneezing and coughing and you're not covering your mouth? Your parents taught you that at home. When you cough and cover your mouth. It comes from being in close contact with people who had the symptoms. Or watch it, and it can lay dormant for a couple of days before you even know you got it. That's what I'm saying. Stay focused and stay under the blood. Pray now. Come on. It's time. I don't care if you can only pray for 2 minutes. You take those 2 minutes and you pray. And God will increase your prayer time. He'll increase your prayer language if you want to go further. Notice I said if you want to go further, because sometimes we put everything on God. But it's us that got to stay in the posture of prayer. Come on now. Come on. We know how to tune God out sometimes when we don't want to do what he asks us to do. Hello, somebody. Staying focused in troubled times. Whether your finances are running out or and the companies have been trying to help and say, we're not going to turn your stuff off and we're going to help you. And this is where we do have to band together as a people. But that coming together is also coming together and beseeching God, coming together and praying, and not just you're doing a whole lot of talking and we're not really going, the prayer's not really going anywhere. We really need to reach God with a sincere heart. Come on now. We're not doing it so we can be seen. Oh, you really prayed, but it didn't go nowhere. Come on now. Come on. So the Bible says one can put 1,000. Come on. We need Jesus. So if you're unsaved, or if you're saved, it's time to be for real. Come on. They're talking about a second wave going on. Come on, people. We can't be playing. Stay focused. Stay in his word. Watch some programs. But when you go outside, if you have to go outside, put your mask on. Put your gloves on. Take some sanitizers with you. Protect yourself. Because all the enemy is looking for is a way to get in. Come on. You give me an inch, he'll kick the whole door in. Come on. He's not playing, are you? That's a good question. Are you playing right now? Listen, I'm so glad to be back with you. It's been fun. I love you guys. I miss talking to everybody. Listen, I'll be back with some more new shows. It's going to be awesome. We're going to get, you know, and just put some stuff, just cut and dry, make it black and white and not sugarcoat everything, because it's time to let the people know what's going on as far as being saved and loving the Lord. And, you know, people are looking for something to trust in and to hold on to, and that is Jesus. Listen, this is Dr. Latricia Robbins. I'm back, and I'm so glad to be with you all. You've been listening to Breaking Forth. God bless you. I love you. Be blessed.